today's gospel, our Lord is pointing out that the virtue of humility is absolutely necessary, for the widow in today's gospel had less by nature than the Pharisees and the scribes. She did not apparently have the gifts of the intellect, nor did she certainly have the wealth. But she is blessed, more blessed than they were, because she gave everything she had. And so we learn from today's gospel, the spiritual meaning of the gospel is that no matter how many gifts God has blessed us with, it is necessary that we return them all to him to whom we have received him. And this was what justified the widow. For every gift she had, she gave back to the Lord. And indeed, as our Lord says at the end of the gospel, she gave of her want. And we all have want, no matter what gifts God has given us by nature. All of us need to sanctify those gifts and to use those gifts according to his will. And so this is the operation of divine grace. And it is only to the humble who bend their knee in prayer that grace is received. And so, especially in our day and in our age, in which there are many who are pursuing happiness through wealth, many who are pursuing the happiness in this life by trying to amass all the material goods possible, it is particularly for us to take note of the lesson of today's gospel. For often our occupations are merely a means by which we can provide for our loved ones, for our families, and for those who have greater need than us. Our jobs often are opportunities for us to exercise the virtue of charity. And in today's first reading, we learn that charity stands above all the virtues. And so we must be most charitable with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, constantly beseeching him for the grace to do all things according to his will, to give all our gifts back to him from whom we have received them, so that they are truly sanctified, so that at the end of our lives we may say with the little, like the widow, we possess nothing because we have returned everything to the one from whom we received them. And so we must reflect upon today's culture and today's society, in which often men who are extremely gifted with a bright mind use that mind in order to purvey false philosophies upon mankind. And we think often that with such diversity of thought we are a sophisticated nation, but it is more precisely to say that that diversity of thought shows a softness of our nation, that men are using their mind for fickle pursuits, are using their mind to justify the pursuit of sin. Whereas we celebrate today the feast of a great saint, Saint Ephrem, who always used his mind, which he was extremely gifted by the Lord to possess, in order to defend the doctrines and to expound on the doctrines of the faith. But more especially, Saint Ephrem would spend many hours in prayer begging God for the grace to put that faith that he expounded so well upon into practice, so that that faith was his faith and it was shown in his actions. And so we must learn from today, in today's age, to be counter to the culture. A recent physician who just spoke here pointed out certain distinctions that this society has lost, particularly in the words liberty and freedom. He pointed out that liberty, in its true meaning, in its Latin meaning, is a sort of mortification by which one avoids evil and does good.